Three bills in Hawaii would strengthen illegal gambling laws. Three bills aimed at combating illegal gambling operations in Honolulu have officially been signed into law by Mayor Rick Blangiardi. The legislation, identified as Bills 11, 12, and 13, provides the Honolulu Police Department, HPD, and relevant city agencies on Oahu with broader authority to dismantle and prevent the re-establishment of unlawful game rooms that have proliferated across the island. This development marks a significant step in Honolulu's ongoing efforts to curb unauthorized gambling activity. According to city officials and law enforcement, the illegal gambling problem is widespread. Over the past year alone, more than 60 unlicensed gaming establishments have been shut down. Honolulu prosecutor Steve Ohm emphasized that these operations pose serious public safety concerns and are often linked to other forms of criminal activity. The new legislation is intended to fortify enforcement mechanisms and facilitate faster, more coordinated crackdowns. Bill 11 focuses specifically on the regulation of gambling devices. It defines electronic amusement devices, such as video and mechanical game machines, and sets out new rules for their operation. Under this bill, any operator of such devices must obtain an annual permit from the chief of police. Failure to comply with the permit requirement allows authorities to seize the devices in question. Furthermore, the bill introduces tiered penalties. Businesses found in possession of fewer than 20 gambling machines may be charged with a misdemeanor, while those with 20 or more machines could face felony charges. The goal is to deter the operation of large-scale illegal gaming rooms by raising the stakes for violators. Greater interagency collaboration. Bills 12 and 13 concentrate on interagency collaboration to close loopholes previously exploited by illicit operators. Bill 12 enhances the working relationship between the Department of Planning and Permitting, DPP, and HPD, enabling joint enforcement of building code violations commonly associated with illegal gaming venues. By strengthening this partnership, city officials aim to shut down these operations more effectively and prevent them from reopening in the same or nearby locations. Bill 13 introduces requirements for landlords, compelling property owners to cooperate with law enforcement when their properties are found to be used for illegal gambling purposes. This provision is intended to hold landlords accountable and reduce the availability of spaces for unlawful operations. The introduction of these bills comes at a time when Hawaii lawmakers have once again failed to pass legislation that would legalize sports betting in the state. Earlier in the year, a bill proposing the regulation of online sportsbooks passed both the House and Senate in different forms, but negotiations collapsed due to unresolved differences over tax structures and regulatory frameworks. As a result, Hawaii remains one of only two U.S. states, alongside Utah, with no legal forms of gambling.